I appreciate it. Okay. So we're going to discuss again. It was Tough Resh Tzadi Tess and Tough Resh Pei, right? I think those were the... Tough Resh Pei Tess, sorry, and Tough Resh Tzadi. It doesn't... Yeah. Maybe that's a different shear. Okay. So let's start... Again, it wasn't the whole Tough Resh Pei Tess. We were just doing Tough Resh Pei Tess and Siv Beis, I think, and Tough Resh Tzadi and Siv Ches. I think those were really... Okay. So we're going to start, again, just a chazar of the sugya.
I'm sorry, I was spaced out. Tough Resh Pei?
We're starting with Tough Resh Pei Tess.
What is that? It's in Chelek what?
Vav. We're doing Purim.
Oh, Purim. We're not doing medicine? Stuff. Okay.
We're doing Purim for doctors.
Purim for doctors, okay.
Yeah.
Okay, so the Gemara in Arachin.
I was talking to this guy in, I think, your year, maybe Bar. He said, one thing is, when you're in the hospital drunk, don't go over to the attending and say, I really want to learn medicine. Don't do that.
That's enough. It's a real. It's really a desire. It's really also sewed in that. Okay, Gemara Arachin on Beis Amud Beis tells us that Kol Ksheirin Likros as a Megillah. Everyone is kosher to read the Megillah. Lasuyei Mai asks the Gemara. The Gemara says Lasuyei Nashim, that even women are allowed to read the Megillah. Rashi explains that even women are allowed to read for men. Now that's what Rashi's opinion. The Magen Mishnah at the beginning of Hilchos Megillah in Perek Aleph Halacha Beis. Says that is also the mashmos.
Why does Rashi feel motivated to say that? Why can't the chiddush just be that they're allowed to read it for themselves?
Oh, okay. Part of a larger discussion.
Just like generally we say that lechatchila man should make chiddush. Here the chiddush is even lechatchila they can make for themselves chiddush.
Well, but you just said enough. You just said a chiddush though.
What?
Why should a man say chiddush?
All it says all.
I don't know, that's what I thought.
Yaakov's not trying to call you out for being right.
You can call me out, I just happen to remember that, I think Rabbi Tribitz told me that.
But regardless, all the Gemara says that Kol Ksheirin, everyone's kosher to read the Megillah, including women.
Yeah.
So, what is that Chiddush? So you're saying is a Chiddush to say that really you would have thought men should do it?
For the women, I would have thought that women could do it b'diavad, if there's no man around.
I'm saying you're coming up with the whole Torah, though. But it says, what does the Gemara mean? When the Gemara says, Kol Ksheirin, the Kol Zamagillah.
Okay,
so Rashi says, no, what that means is not that they know. We know Afin Ayubo, so Anais, that's not what it's telling us.
Okay.
It's telling us that even women can read for men.
So that's like the Pashtus in the Gemara.
Yeah, and that's how the Magen Mishnah here in Perek Aleph Halacha Beis explains the Shitas HaRambam. That's the Mashmas also.
Okay.
Now, obviously, the discussion gets off. Tosfos in a bunch of places. Tosfos on Dalet Amud Aleph of Megillah also bring down this opinion. Nashim Chayavos Mikra Megillah Mashma that they can be motzi even men, and then it quotes famously the opinion of the Bahag at the end of the Tosfos Dibur Maschil Nashim, where the Bahag says no, women are not allowed to read for men, and the explanation is because women's chiyuv and men's chiyuv are different when it comes to mikra megillah. The men's chiyuv is a chiyuv likra as hamegillah to read the megillah, but women are only chayv lishmo as hamegillah to hear the megillah. So because their chiyuvim are different, the woman who's only chayv lishmo not to read can't be motzi a man.
What bracha do we make?
Oh, so we'll get there. Yes.
Oh, okay, I'm not
asking
the right question.
You're on the high.
I thrive on positive
reinforcement. Good. No. It's a very good question. We obviously our bracha is
Likro
Samigila. Likro Samigila. Right. We make three brachas. We make three brachas, but those are good. Okay. So that's the machlokas in the Rishon. Now many of the for example the Ran and Bezim with Bezim Dapi Arif says okay even though the Bahag doesn't make sense we should be choshesh for the Bahag. But many Rishonim are of the opinion, the same opinion of the Bahag, such as the Mordechai and others, and we'll see the Shulchan Aruch, that women are really, they are not allowed to read for men.
What about the Diyavid? Because I think it happened once that a woman read.
Right now we're just talking about what the Din is. The Din is the Bahag says a woman is not allowed, but Diyavid also.
Oh, wow.
Right, because the Chivim are different.
Yeah, once
so if the Chiv is a different. We're just in the Bahag right now. We're not anywhere. The Rambam writes that again, Kol Chayav B'Kriyasa Anashim V'Anashim V'Gerim V'Avodim Mishulcharim. All these people, a Chayav in Mikra Megillah. I don't have the Magen Avraham on me. I don't think the Mishnah Berurah fully quotes it, but here in Tough again, the Shulchan Aruch writes Echad Akor V'Echad Shomayim V'Akor Yatzei Dechovasa. Again, in Siv Beis and Tough Resh Beitas, Hu Sheishma M'Pishu Chayav B'Kriyasa. as long as you hear from someone who's chai. L'fichachem ayakori chayesh akatan oshote hashamei aliyatza. V'yeshomrim, some say shehanashim eina motzios es hanashim. Some say, again, this is the opinion of the Bahag, that women can't be motzi men. V'yeshomrim says there amal, ma'isha kor la'atzma, if a woman reads for herself, mivarechas l'shmoa megillah. Shein achayev b'kriyasa.
She's and that's not, the same shita.
Exactly. Okay. Says, good. Okay, so says the Mishnah Berurah here in Sif Katan Ches, Himaisha Kora, Va'ayin Magin Avram Shemitzadeid, De Lo Tikr La'atma Klal, Rak Tishma Meha Anashim. Magin Avram says, not only shouldn't they really should never read, because they hold like Baruch, that they shouldn't even read, they should it's ideally should read for Ches. The end, right before
oh,
Sif
Gimel.
In Tafresh Pei Tes, Siv Ches. So the Magen Avraham says that she shouldn't even read to herself. She should ideally try to find a man to read for her. V'kol zeh b'yesh l'amimi l'shmo. That's only if you can. Aval amein l'mi sheyikra l'faneha. Tikra hi la'atzman b'gila k'sheira v'varech shekshan v'zot tzivana l'shmo mikra megila. So again, l'chatchila she should try to hear from a man who's chayiv really in everything in terms of Megillah. But the Eved, though, she can read to herself. If she reads to herself, she should make the bracha of Lishma Megillah. There are opinions, I think the Nishmas Avram quotes in the Piskei Tshuvas, that he has a whole slew of opinions that whether to make a Mikra Megillah, a Lekrosa Megillah. But Lamaisa, we really hold Lishma Megillah. If a woman is going to be reading to herself, or with women, it would just be Lishma Megillah. Good. So the Rambam here, back in Perek Aleph, in Halacha Beis, right, okay, good. So that's women. Good? So if you have a woman, theoretically, we're going to get to the more serious case. We have a woman who's a resident or a doctor, is in the hospital, who doesn't have any way of reading the Megillah, and she needs to read the Megillah to herself. She's chayv to read the Megillah, yeah. But her bracha should only be lishmoa Megillah, even if she's reading it
she
to herself.
A kosher scroll.
But she would need a kosher scroll, and ideally she should try to find a man who can read for her, according to the Mishnah Berurah, Alpi the Magen Avraham. But nevertheless,
just explain that maybe. What's the reason why she can't read for herself?
Yeah, it's not she shouldn't read for herself.
Shara
Sion,
he goes into it a little bit.
He
just comes. I only scanned it, but he just says there's. He says Adin Imoy gives two reasons and dilates on it a little bit.
Dilates, good word. That sure makes sense in this context.
Yeah, it means to speak at length about something.
Dilate
to dilate on.
So some say, which is the Iker Deya, that we really do hold Lemaisa, that women are chayiv in Kriyas HaMegillah. And even if we say that they shouldn't be motzi men, i.e. the Bahag, hakoponim b'kriya chayavos. Nevertheless, they're still chayiv. Even if we hold like the Bahag, she can read it to herself. Even if she should say that, that's his makar. The medrash ne'elam of rus, so you shouldn't. I'm chayadim to lo nimtza zeh halashon. Shem rak halashon shuva begra b'shem azor chadash veinu mucharach to tucha likros ba'atzma ufefrat im ein la misha yikra lefanei b'vayde tucha likro la'atzma v'chim mucharach b'chim
mugad v'agra. So he's coming to defend that she should at least be able to read to herself.
Yeah, so
he
was so the Mishnah Berurah says because we have this Magen Avraham and what the makar is, whether it's a medrash ne'elam or whether it's a zohar, it's something. So then yeah, if she can, but it's really not such a big deal if she can't find. She should read to herself. But the makar is not found in Shas. Okay. Okay. The Mishnah Berurah brings it down. You have to roll your eyes at me. Okay.
I don't know what's going on.
So, okay.
The second week in a row, I don't have the Magen Avraham. You know, it's very interesting. Kidegar said, they asked him, like, what are you learning at the end of his life? He said, oh, I'm Shach Magen Avraham. And he said, like, oh, you understand it? And he said, like, oh, halavai. I don't know. The second week in a row, I have no idea what Magen Avraham said.
Okay, Perek Aleph Halacha Beis in the Rambam of Hilchos Megillah Al Pi the Yerushalmi Echad HaKorei VeEchad HaShomei Min HaKor Yatzei Chavaso Hu SheYishman Bishu Chayev BeKriyasa Lefichach. Again, you have to listen from someone who's Chayev. Lefichach HaMayakor Katan Oshote HaShomei Min HaYatzei. So if you read from Katan Oshote, you're not Yotzei. So in some of the Yersos, some of the, what's the academic word for that? Some of the,
there is a good word for it.
Yeah. Okay, so some of the, whatever, the texts The Rambam also includes Chayresh. So our Shulchan Aruch that we just read includes Chayresh in that list, right?
Which Sif was that?
Siv Beis. Right, Lefichom Eya Kore Chayresh Okotan Oshota.
Yeah, they usually all three come together.
Okay, yeah, possibly. But again, it's not clear by the Rambam. But if you look at the Mishnah Berurah just quickly, Chayresh and Sifkan Hei, Chayresh Haino HaMedaber Veino Shamei HaKlal. We're talking about a medaber veina shamea, so that usually doesn't come with a shota nakata. Chirish that we usually talk about, that's like a shota, is in a medaber veina shamea. But this chirish we're talking about is a medaber veina shamea. Again, a whole separate discussion when Chazal used what for chirish, but that is what's going on here. So the Mishnah, again, this Mishnah Berurah says, Bavagav, this is an important Mishnah Berurah, Bavagav here in Sifkan, Avagav deval makayim lon dimlo ashnimi ala azno yatsa, even though generally, if you don't hear yourself reading the Megillah, you would still be Yotze as long as you read it. By most mitzvos, meaning Hachalin in Megillah do mishum persume nisa because of persume nisa echmir bo yoser. They're more chamer. Tashmiel azna huli kuva that you need real shmia. Ina mi dechirish garatvei sheni yachol ashmiel azna. The chirish really can't be mashmiel azna. It's the other. Bayim b'shari tshuva the dafkum chirish gamer sheni shumei klal. This is only talking about someone who's completely deaf. Lafukim Oshamek Shemadabno Bakol as opposed to someone who's very hard of hearing. Because Das a Shulchan Aruch, Avadas Kamachronim, Dafil Cherish Gum or Yatza Ashomea Mimenu, even if you're fully deaf, there are those Achronim that think you can still be motzi other people. And we call Makom Lechatchila Kuliyama Modim that you shouldn't do it. Vida. Demisha Kavdo Oznav, someone who's very, very hard of hearing. Oshar Rachok Minabima Vinachol Ishmahitim Minakore, Yizar Likros Laatmo Mimigil Akshira. So, he's hard of hearing, he can't really hear the Megillah, he should read for himself. Or he should take a chumash. And the words that he's missing, he can just make up. Right? Meaning he can't hear everything. If he just hears a little bit of it, and he misses a word here and there because it's hard of hearing, so he'll read it from a chumash. So that's what the Mishnah Berurah. The Bir Halacha also, again, just to read it quickly before, right? Miloshna Shulchan Aruch Mashma in Dibur Masal Chirish, that a Chirish is not a Bar Chiyuv. But, and the reason is because Pursume Nisa. Okay, so whatever. You can look through the Bir Halacha here. It's an important Bir Halacha.
Can I say Hara?
Yeah.
About this? I think it could be that this Machloikis might be totally in what's the lumbus behind Shemaya Ka'ina. That if you are like him, then Shkoach, that you're hearing what he says, but he's not hearing what you say, so you know better than him. But if he's your Shliach, and he's just making sound that you hear. I'm sorry, no, if not, the first thought I said was if you
who are we talking about? Who's the Chayresh? The Korei or the Shomei? The Korei, okay.
That's what we're talking about here, right?
Yeah, he also mentions the Shomei, but yeah, at the end he's talking about the Chayresh.
Oh, yeah. But then, if Shomei Ka'ayin is like, you are the person that's saying this stuff, then if the guy saying this stuff can't hear anything, it doesn't matter that you can hear it. But if it's not the pshat, rather it's that you're not replacing yourself with him. It's what's the other side to this? Isn't this like a classic machlokes?
Classic hoops.
The question is whether Shomei Ka'ayin is if you're actually being onaz, if you're actually saying, or it just works as if he's.
Exactly. But if you're, it's like if you're the one saying it, then I hear it. So that could be.
So I'll tell you maybe why. I hear what you're saying.
No, I hate it, but I love the way you're thinking. I love what you're thinking.
No, but
I'm saying this whole hakir.
He's not into the Maslow's Rashi, though, so he understands it.
Not about
it.
It's
the
whole,
I
did not accept that report.
You can say the whole mucker of the Shema Ka'ayin is Gemara in Sukkah, which is a great basuk by King Tzidkio.
So what? So you think Shema Ka'ayin isn't.
No Kamavur. There is no. Okay, I don't have to go through the whole shit. Okay. But the point is, the Gemara's mucker is clearly not within Shlichos or any of that.
The Gemara's.
In Sukkah. But the more I quote the boss, obviously it's much more effeminate.
Yeah, okay, yeah, yeah. No, that's what you mean, yeah.
So it's a similar thing, I'm not crazy.
No, I know exactly what you mean. In his piece on this. So the kasha is also the following. I think when the Rav used to discuss this, he used to point out that if we're talking about a chirish like the Mishnah Berurah says, that it's a shemei v'ena medaber, so he's chayv in mitzvahs. Medaber v'ena shemei, sorry. He's chayv in mitzvahs. So why, if someone is chayv in mitzvahs, why is his kriya not good? That doesn't, like, why is in his kriya, he's chayv in mitzvahs like me, so why is his kriya samagila not good enough to be motzi b'mayin is? So, al karchach l'chora, so what, he can't hear, he's chayv in mitzvahs.
but there's a din by Megillah.
No, good, very good. So, Al-Karchuk, you see that a chilek in the mitzvah of Megillah is not just that you're able to be koreis on Megillah, but you also have to be shomea. Now, the ikr is clearly to be kore the Megillah, but part of that is to be shomea the Megillah.
Yeah.
But what's clear, what's important, is that this is not a din of shomea ka'ona. Right, a din of Shomei Ka'ona has nothing to do with this. This is part of your mitzvah of Kriyas HaMegillah. This is unique, because other Kriyas don't have this necessarily. This Kriyas HaMegillah, the Chiddush is Mishum Persumei Nisa, like the Taz writes in Zifka Na'alef, the Beis Yosef discusses, but Mishum Persumei Nisa, part of the mitzvah of Kriyas HaMegillah is to also have a Shmiah in it. Now, what's unique about this as well is that it works if I'm listening to the Megillah, I listen, and it works al yidei shomei ha'kona. That's pasha, right?
Mm-hmm.
So if I'm not the one who's, I'm not the sheikh tzibur, I'm al shomei ha'kona, that's why I'm mekayim my mitzvah. So the question is, by almost all other cases of shomei ha'kona, let's say kash and kedusha, tos and sukkah, tos in other places, we always say l'chatchila, you're supposed to answer, you're supposed to say something. But the evad, okay, shomei ha'kona, it works also. But mitzvah bo yosem yibishlucha, we always want you to try to do it. By here, the din is that even l'chatchila, you don't have to be the one to be quoting the Megillah. As long as you hear the Megillah, you're yotzei your mitzvah l'chatchila, right? So obviously, there's something unique about,
and maybe even better because be berav am hadras melech.
Yeah, good, very good. Yeah, in the Chanan. Yeah, maybe take away the word maybe, right?
For sure.
Yeah. you're supposed to read through the tzibur. You're supposed to read with all of that. Now. Part of that is what you were just saying, I think, is an important point, which is that, again, ideally now, what we've seen from the halacha is, A, you should try to have a man read it, even if you're a woman. That's at least how the Mishnah Berurah seems to paskin. And B, ideally, you're supposed to be part of a tzibur. Even the chatchila, even if you're not going to be the one reading, we want you to be part of a tzibur. Right? It's meant to be Berovam Hadras Melech, that's the Persumei Nisa. It's meant to be, ideally B'tzibor. So theoretically, again, if you know you're going to be on shift, we want you ideally to try to figure out a way, if you can, to hear the Megillah B'tzibor. That's ideal. Because of that, actually, I think they quote that the Rav, towards the end of his life, stopped reading along with the Baal Korei. He used to have a klaf. When he was younger, he would read along like a lot of people do. And then he stopped at the end of his life because what he said is, if I'm being Yotzei through the Tzibur, so by now reading it, I'm singling myself out. I'm no longer Yotzei with the Tzibur. His father, Moshe, used to do that by Parsha Zachar. He says that Parsha Zachar, he used to get the Aliyah, and he wouldn't read along with the Baal Korei in Parsha Zachar. Because Parsha Zachar is unique.
Told us even by Shnayim Mikra, he thought it was a
Toz. Meaning for the Tzibur. Yeah. No, but not for the person getting the Bracha.
No, right.
Yeah, for the Tzibur. Post-Kim discussed that, L'chor it is. Again, I think they write that B'diavad, you can...
No.
Does that Lamaisa for Parsha Zachar, in your opinion?
I think Rav Shechter does Paskin that way, yeah. That's more Lamaisa than the Megillah. Megillah is a machlokas in the postkin about whether you should
read... I'm not understanding. Why Parsha Zachar wouldn't you want to read along?
Because the idea is, by reading along, you're taking yourself out of the Tzibur, and it's meant to be... The Parsha Zachar is meant to be a Kriya B'Tzibur. It's a mitzvah that's done B'Tzibur. Meaning, even though Kriya Megillah is a Chovas HaTzibur... Doesn't mean that meaning the chovas atzibur is that the person who reads or gets the bracha is meant to read.
I'm saying partial parsha zachar is a chiyuv on meaningless. I'm not going into that, but theoretically, if we hold
partial
zachar as a
chiyuv,
it's
al kol
yachad. But you can only do a b'tzibur.
You can only do a b'tzibur, but I think with the way Rav Moshe Soloveitchik said is if, but once you're reading along with it, you're taking yourself out of that, so you no longer get that quote unquote gift of
b'tzibur. Is it every kriyas haTorah mitzvah on the tzibur?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yes.
Wah.
No, that's what I was saying. No, that absolutely is. What's unique about this is that it has both. Is that it's a chiyuv on all of us, but done b'tzibur.
No, but I was saying, then he would say that, like Baruch's right, then he would say, all year round, you also shouldn't read along.
No, because
then it's not a chiyuv on each yachid, done b'tzibur.
Exactly, it's not a chiyuv on each person to read the Torah. The chiyuv is when there's a tzibur to have the Torah read. As opposed to Parsha Zachar, which is a chiyuv on me. Now, once it's on me, it should be done b'tzibur. Once I'm reading a long song, I'm kind of taking myself out of that.
Mm-hmm. It's just interesting because I thought the reason why they make up parshios is because of the brisk and shtickle. That it really is a chiyuv on everybody in the tzibur. I mean, the reason
they're Reb Chaim.
Yeah, so it's like not like that. It's interesting. No, it's fine. It's just
Yeah, I've discussed it in the past. Yeah.
Maybe also, I don't know if you're going to cover this. Like, for me, I don't know how to lane the Megillah.
Yeah, so we're going to get there. One second.
Not yet. Not yet.
So first, let's discuss just for 3 minutes again. I've given a share on it in the past, but the interest of everyone brought it up. The idea of hearing aids, microphones, etc. with the Megillah. So they're generally speaking three opinions. I don't remember all the Maamar Mekomos he quoted. I can just say the ones that I remember offhand. I didn't look at this very quickly, but I've given a sharon in the past. But luckily, I had some Maamar Mekomos that I remembered. So again, three basic opinions. Rav Tzvi Pesach Frank, he writes in Mikrai Kodesh in his Sefer on Purim, there in Tzimin Yud Aleph. So he points out that he's talking to the Minchas Yitzchak, actually. Minchas Yitzchak asked him a question, the Dayan Weiss asked him a question, and this was his response. And he says, although by Tkiya Shofar, so the Gemara tells us that if you Rishama Kol Avar Lo Yotza, that if you hear the sound from like an echo, so you're not Yotza, you have to hear the pure sound, quote unquote, says Rav Tzvi Pesach Frank, it very well could be, he's not saying necessarily Alach L'Maisa, but he says Yish La'ayin, that there's a chilek between Mikra Megillah and Tkiya Shofar, and maybe by Mikra Megillah, one would be allowed to there's no din of kol avara, and as long as it's coming from the koach of the person talking, so even if it's mixed in with other sounds, you know, however hearing aids, microphones work, it would still be okay. The Tzitz Eliezer, Rav Tzvi Pesach Frank's Talmud, so he writes in Chelek Ches of his Tshuvos, so that he said, again, L'chatchila, he wouldn't do this, because Rav Tzvi Pesach Frank kind of just ended saying, Yesh L'ayin, maybe this could work, but he said, B'shas Adchak, you can, L'chatchila, you can do this. If you're stuck and it's the only way, so it'd be mutter to do. That's, again, Mikrai Kodesh, a chilek between Shofar and Megillah. On the other extreme, in the Marsham's Pirshan Shulchan Aruch, what's it called? Das Torah, Das Torah, I think it is. Whatever, it's, I think it's Das Torah. Here in Tafresh Peitas in Sif Katan Beis, so the Marsham is Machmir. He says, no, you're never Yotzei. I think he quoted the Nishmas Avraham, quoted the Halachos Kitanos, maybe also that you're not Yotzei, and because you need Dafke Shmiyam and Aped to the Ozen, and that's not how it works. Again, through all the science, which we don't have time to really go through, but that's an extreme that it never works. Bein Shofar. Beim and Megillah. Chacham Avadi writes in a few places, in a few tshuvas actually, in Chavadas, in Chelek Beis, Tzim Tzamaches, and amongst a few others, in Yabi Omer, he has a tshuva about this. So he's mechalik between like a microphone versus a hearing aid. He says, even if microphones, a ramkol,
they call it ramkol.
A megaphone, or whatever. These things that presumably mess with the sound. Again, we're not discussing the Metzias right now. But that it wouldn't work. But through hearing aids, Chacham Avadia thinks it would be fine.
Why? What's the difference?
So it would depend on each thing. But basically, what he thinks is it's a real sound that you're hearing. It's an amplified sound. Again, there's a chiluk between a hearing aid versus
cochlear implant.
Thank you. I think you were here when I gave this year. Were you here when I gave this year on this? About cochlear implants. Okay, I gave it last. I gave it for Shoshana, I think. But there's a huge chalik between hearing aids and cochlear implants.
Which is worse?
Which is probably a cochlear implant. Probably a hearing aid. Probably a cochlear implant. A cochlear implant, because it takes the sound and through electronic waves, it's completely...
Because that's what a microphone is.
Basically, if you would take someone who was born with completely good hearing, and they got to the point where they need a cochlear implant, they would tell you that the sound they hear from a cochlear implant is significantly different than the sound they used to hear. It's a different... Now, there are some that are better, some that are worse. A hearing aid is usually just amplifying the sound. The problem is, it's a microphone. It's the same as a microphone.
Right.
So if you would hold a microphone, if you don't, then not, but okay.
Right, this is a revised thing.
You're saying for Chacham,
it makes no sense.
It's a hard... Again, the Matthias, it's hard, but...
You're wrong. Yeah.
Okay, so Rav Moshe has a few tshuvas on this also.
So I looked at the Rav Moshe.
I spent a long time when I originally gave the shiur in it. It's a very difficult. We're just going to say simply, in Chelek Beis and Zimkov Ches, at least that tshuva, it seems to be that Medina would be okay. It seems to be. That he doesn't recommend it. He doesn't recommend using a microphone, a tele, whatever it is. But it seems like he would be okay in Medina. Now, Shlomo Zalman is on the other extreme, just in terms of our poskim, so... In his tshuva Mincha Shlomo in Chelek Aleph, so he has a tshuva about this in Siman Tes. Quotes from a Chazon Ish. It's also a long discussion. Ein kan makomo, but the Chazon Ish thinks it is makel about this, and Shlomo Zalman basically says, I don't understand how in the world he thinks it's okay, and he thinks it's very problematic.
Rabbi Trubit sent me, I think, a 2/3 page tshuva, which I...
He responded to Rabbi Shlomo Zalman.
No. He sent me a tshuva about this. I'm not going to say I'm recording what I... My recollection
could
is
that... Could you post it on the group, maybe?
Yeah,
oh, good idea.
I like the idea.
So Lemaisa, generally speaking, when it comes to, we're just going to use microphones for an example, just for now. Microphones would be the same as like telephones, be the same as a Zoom. So we generally speaking, we hold more like a Shlomo Zalman. We're usually Machmir. B'shas Atchak, so, you know, Rav Shechter has passing like Rav Moshe, for example, he has a tshuva during COVID. He said, if there's no other way, B'shas Atchak, you can rely on Rav Moshe to allow Tir Megillah through a telephone. So theoretically, if someone was in the hospital and there was no other option, so we could say b'shas atchak the evidami that we can rely on Rav Moshe's tshuva that medina probably would be okay. And again, the other post can say such a thing.
Through a telephone
shouldn't be that much of a difference than
listening through a speaker,
exactly.
I guess I thought maybe it's a little bit worse. I mean, I don't know.
It's Matthias, the kasha.
No, I just thought at least if you're in the room, you're also hearing the actual sound too.
Yeah, you possibly, but sometimes not.
Sometimes not.
Yeah. Okay. Good. So again, if you're alone in a hospital, so ideally, how about this? We'll do just Tafresh Sadi what we did there, and then we'll. So just to begin, Tafresh Tzadi. So the Shulchan, the Gemara in Megillah and Daf Hey Amud Aleph brings a machlokes between Rav and Rav Asi. Yom Rav, Megillah b'zman akorin osa, afilu b'yachid. Rav says, if you're reading the Megillah at the right time, even a yachid can read it. Shalob b'zman b'asara. If it's not b'zman, you need 10 people. Rav Asi Yom Rav b'zman Hashem b'in shalob b'zman b'asara. Rav Asi says you always need 10. Havovd of chashay Rav lohad Rav Asi. So Maisa and Rav went like Rav Asi. That's what the Gemara, the Maisa Rav. So it sounds like you should be Machmer.
Maisa Rav means what?
Meaning it's a pun in this case, but it means a story of a rabbi. I mean, we paskin like Maisa Rav. Like if there was, so it was Ovda, there was a story. The Chashay Rav lahad Rav Asi. Rav paskin, meaning he was choshesh for Rav Asi to make sure to gather 10 people and not three to be achid. So there's a big discussion. The Tur and the Beis Yosef, the Tur already brings down a big machlokas between Rabbeinu Amram and Rabbeinu Tam about what exactly this machlok is about and who we paskin like. Do we paskin like Rav or Abasi? A whole discussion. The Beis Yosef ends up bringing... So again, Rabbeinu Tam, I wrote it down in my notes, but I don't think... Rabbeinu Tam, I think paskin's like Rav, Lakula, and Rabbeinu Amram, the Rosh also brings it down, paskin's like Rav Asi, Lachumra. Now, we generally paskin like this Rabbeinu Tam. The Shulchan Aruch does paskin like the Rabbeinu Tam, that even biyachid, one would be able to read it. It happens to be, the Beis Yosef quotes from an Orchos Chaim, B'Shem HaRavid, that the only time a yachid can read it is if there's a tzibur reading. So if you're in a place where there's a community, where there's going to be a tzibur, so once is already presuming Nisa, so now you're allowed to read biyachid. But if you're in a place that they don't read it, it's a very interesting Orchos Chaim. I don't know, didn't even look at the Beis Yosef in the Siman? So that's, but it's an interesting. Either way, okay, that's the din we generally pass in like Rabbeinu Tam, that a Yachid is allowed to read the Megillah. The question is in terms of Brachos. So in terms of Brachos, here we have a Machlokas, the Beis Yosef, I think, quotes it, between the Mordechai and the Maharam Nirenberg. The Mordechai basically says if a Yachid's reading, you shouldn't make any Bracha. No Bracha. You just read the Megillah.
And you're completely
Yotze. Yeah, you're Yotze. Again, not meaning the
you're not Yotze, maybe the best way.
Exactly. But you'd be Yotze, your mitzvah. The Maharam Nirenberg says you're supposed to, and that's how the Beis Yosef in the Darkei Moshe, the Rama Paskin, like this Maharam Nirenberg, that even a Yachid is supposed to make the Bracha. Again, he would make the three Brachos that we recite before Kriyas HaMegillah. So in Tafresh Tzadi Beis, actually, in Se'if Gimel, so it applies also when you're. I mean, you would also make a bracha even if you were just yotze your mitzvah. But
what?
That's what sorry. Case? I look at the.
Where you're being
sorry. I looked at the wrong sif. The Shulchan Aruch paskins that even the Shulchan Aruch paskins that even a yachid is korei with a bracha. Okay, you have to find it. It's somewhere here. Okay, but the Shulchan Aruch paskins again, like the Rabbeinu Tam and the Maharam Nirenberg, that we would make a bracha. The question really begins about the bracha shele achareha. What to do about the bracha?
Harav es riveinu.
Harav es riveinu. Good. So says the Ramah in Tafresh Tzadi Beis in Se'if Aleph. V'yesh omrim v'chin v'echad v'lachareha nogin levarich harav es riveinu. Im lo birch lo lefaneha. The lo lacharah ve'in levar. It says the Ramah again. You make a harav es riveinu. It says the Ramah ve'in levarich achareha elo b'tzibur. You only make a bracha of harav es riveinu when you're b'tzibur.
How does that translate? Harav es riveinu. What does that mean?
It's a great question. I don't have a good
day. Look at Arts Girl. Look at Arts Girl. We'll look at Arts Girl. Okay. I'm gonna say it differently than Arts Girl.
Okay.
Fights are fights.
Rav is to fight.
Like a riv.
Oh, right.
Don es dinenu, judges our judgments.
Okay.
That's a very simple translation. So it happens to be the tshuva of the Radvaz in Tafresh Samechei, and there's a tshuva of the Maharil. I think the Beis Yosef quotes the tshuva of the Maharil, if I'm not mistaken, who said that even biyachid, you should make this bracha shela acharea, the bracha of Arav Esriveinu. But generally speaking, we pass in like this Ramah that we do not make the bracha of Arav Esriveinu. Why? So Chacham Avadi and many others point out because the whole before the Megillah, it's a chiyuv, right? And you're doing a mitzvah, you're chayv to make a bracha before the Megillah. After the Megillah is just b'toras minhag, so the minhag only develops to make a b'tzibur. Rav Shechter doesn't say it like that. Rav Shechter writes in Bikvei Atzon that the reason is because the bracha of Arav Esriveinu is a bracha of Talmud Torah Derabim, just like when after you get an aliyah. So you don't just make a bracha before, but you also make the bracha after, because that's Talmud Torah Derabim. I don't make a bracha at the end when I finish learning at night, because that's Talmud Torah Diyachid, but Talmud Torah Derabim, I do make a bracha. So Arav Esriveinu has the same din, and then that's why he believes you'd make it. Lemaisa now, yeah?
So he holds, Rav Shachter holds, Mikra Megillah has an aspect of Talmud Torah
Derabim? Yeah.
Is that his chiddush?
No, it's not his chiddush. It's a piyush. I'll show
that's
you.
Quite
it's not as chiddush now.
I'd be fine if it was as chiddush, but I'm just.
No, I mean, no, it's not as
chiddush. Okay.
I think the Rav already pointed out before, but I think the Achronim discussed.
Okay.
Again, the question is what the nafkamina is. Rav Shachar just pointed out this is a nafkamina, that this is really a bracha Talmud Torah Derabim.
And therefore, you have to explain that in the yachid it's not said for a different reason, which is that. What?
It's Talmud Torah
Diyachid.
Why would you make a bracha?
Yes.
So Lemaisa now, if you're a doctor in a hospital and you're working on perm night, again, this doesn't answer all your kashas, but what it does answer is the following. So ideally, you find a tzibur that you can read Megillah with, that you can hear Megillah with, or read
via the phone?
No. Ideally, you find it before you get to the hospital. Oh. If that's impossible, there's no minion there, which is most scenarios.
Yeah.
So the question is what to do. So the second most ideal thing is, again, as a yachid, you would read it yourself. So if you're a man, you would find a klaf and be able to read it yourself. You would make the brachos before, not the bracha after. If you're a woman, you would do the same thing, but make the bracha of the Shema Megillah as opposed to the Likra Megillah before, and again, no bracha after. If you wouldn't be able to read it, so what I've suggested in the past then is you get a klaf and then you put your headphones in and you listen to someone laying it and you say it with them. So you're laying the Megillah with
how
them.
How does that work that you're laying it if you don't know how to lay it?
No, I'm saying you're listening, meaning you listen to someone, like you go on the website.
Weeder has like a whole thing.
Yeah, I was going to say, but I don't think he
probably.
Yeah, meaning
what?
You listen to someone who knows how to read the Megillah.
You practice ahead of time, you're saying.
No, you do wild by, meaning you hear it and you say it with him.
But with the trump and everything, I mean.
Okay, so some people it would be harder, some people
it
would be easier.
For me, I wouldn't be able to.
Okay, so that's what I suggested. That's what people have done in the past.
I don't know.
If worst case scenario, A, you can't find a klaf, or B, there's no way for you to be Torah and Megillah that way. So, in the past, Rav Shachter has told me that would be considered a Shas Adchak, that you can phone into a Megillah and try to rely on Rav Moshe. Again, B'Shas Adchak, there's really no other option in such a case. But those would be the ways to go about working, at least listening to the Megillah Naspel. Now, there are the questions in terms of Karab Seirugin, if you can break it up because you don't have so many breaks in your day. But in terms of Tafresh Pei Test and Tafresh Tzadi Beis, those are really the Ikar Dinam.
What type of